You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. The seasons have changed. It's fall in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that means sports are in the air.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Yes, much of the pomp, circumstance, and drama is focused on East Oakland right now, where the Raiders and A's are heading in different directions. And another team, well, they're not there anymore. So what's next for the Oakland Arena, formerly known as Oracle? What happens when the big three sports in the town are reduced to only one? What does autumn have in store for sports fans in Oakland?
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
KALW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden, is here to talk about the Oakland sports scene. Hi, Janae.
Hey, Ben.
So you ever heard that anthem to the Raiders?
I have.
Yeah, well, I mean, because you're from Oakland.
Of course, and I grew up near the Raiders Stadium.
There you go. So, but I want to talk about the other team that plays at the Raiders Stadium first. Let's talk baseball.
Yeah. So the A's have been having a great season on the baseball field, and it looks like they'll be heading to the playoffs. But they're also scoring some points off the field, Ben. The team is now another step closer to establishing a ballpark at the Port of Oakland's Howard Terminal. And that's because the state legislator approved a bill, AB 1191, which gives the state lands commission the power to decide if the development of a new ballpark at the Port of Oakland is an appropriate use of land. There have been some environmental concerns about the team moving there. Now, if the bill is signed by Governor Newsom, it will be up to the State Lands Commission to guide and approve any development in the port, including the ballpark.
Oh, that's interesting, because they're putting this in the state's hands, even though there's obviously a lot of local interest involved with this.
Right.
And, of course, there's local interest in East Oakland, and any step that's going to bring this stadium to the waterfront is going to bring it out of East Oakland.
Right. And you know, true, people in East Oakland, they're pleased that the A's want to stay in Oakland, but the location is a lot less convenient for most of the residents.
Sure.
And some folks are saying, just, you know, why not build on the current site? Because it's so close to BART.
Just people in East Oakland, people all over the Bay Area probably wondering that.
No, absolutely. You know, just remodel it. The proposed location at the port is near Jack London, and it's beautiful over there, but there's no direct BART stop like at the Coliseum.
Mm-mm.
But depending on where you're coming from, you know, the ferry may be an option.
And we've been hearing about this gondola that makes me think like Oakland be turning into Disneyland or something.
Yeah, there's been talk about building a gondola that runs from 12th Street BART station to Jack London Square. You know, these are ideas. You know, people are talking, so nothing's set in stone.
Let's turn back to the Coliseum now and talk about the Raiders. So this is their last season in Oakland, and they're not very good.
Mm-hmm.
They lost by about 3 touchdowns to the Minnesota Vikings on a Sunday. And after that game, some of the players were grumbling about a lack of effort.
Ouch.
So maybe they're going out with a whimper. But let's talk about how they're leaving altogether, Janae.
Yes, they are leaving us for Las Vegas. And I was in Vegas several months ago, Ben, and I saw Raiders paraphernalia all on the strip and in the hotel gift shops. So this is real. So I was like, this is really happening.
Once you see the paraphernalia in the gift shops.
Once you see the paraphernalia in the gift shops, you know it's real. And a lot of people from the Bay and LA have moved to Vegas because housing is cheaper there.
Sure.
And so some of the LA and Bay Area natives I met while I was in Sin City said they're excited about the Raiders coming to Vegas.
Mm.
The stadium will seat 65,000 people, and it will cost nearly $2 billion to build.
Ugh.
I know, making one of the NFL's most expensive stadiums.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. It's really close to the Las Vegas airport and the strip. It's near the south end, near Mandalay Bay, and they'll be sharing the field with UNLV. You can see it right off the freeway.
Oh, and UNLV is going to play there too. I didn't know that.
But even after the team leaves next year, you know, Oakland, we know how to keep it moving.
Yep.
So Marshawn Lynch, a former Raider, he may help Oakland residents with their football fix.
Oh, that's right, because Marshawn Lynch is getting into the Oakland Panthers.
That's right. And Ben, I'm excited about this, and I'm not even into football that much. Marshawn Lynch co-founded and is co-owner of the Oakland Panthers, which is an indoor football league team.
Hmm.
Now, of course, the name is in reference to the Black Panther Party. They'll play inside of the Oakland Arena where the Warriors used to play. Marshawn's younger brother, Devontae Lynch, plays for another team in the league, the Nebraska Danger, and watching him gave Marshawn the idea to invest in a team. And it's a way filling a hole possibly that the Raiders and Dubs are leaving behind.
Yeah, because they definitely are leaving a hole behind.
Yeah.
So you said you're excited about this, Janae. That's not just because you're a big fan of Beast Mode now, is it?
No. And for those of you who don't know, Beast Mode is Marshawn Lynch's nickname.
Beast Mode.
No, it's more than that, Ben. I think this move is pretty symbolic. You know, there's been a lot of talk from the black community about trying to own our own teams.
Yeah.
This especially in light of Kaepernick seeming to be blackballed by the NFL. And, you know, there are no black principal team owners in the NFL.
Yeah, I thought that it was a pretty low number. It seems like mostly white people.
Yeah, it's like none. So even though more than 2/3 of the players in NFL are black.
That's right.
So the other thing is that, you know, NFL games are expensive. You have fans that can't afford to see their team play. But Marshawn says the tickets to these games are affordable. Now, he didn't give a number, but tickets for San Diego's indoor team are as low as $15 per game. But indoor football isn't as popular as the NFL. So Marshawn Lynch and his colleagues are going to have to do some heavy promotion to get the community to come out for the games.
Well, like you said, though, there are holes that are forming here since there are so many teams that are leaving the town.
Yes. But there's other sports too, Ben, that you might not have thought of.
Uh-huh.
There's the Oakland Roots, which is a pretty new soccer team, and they just joined the National Independent Soccer Association, which is a third-tier professional league sanctioned by the United States Soccer Federation.
The Oakland Roots.
The Oakland Roots, and they play at Laney Community College, which is near Chinatown. And maybe you've seen their shirts around, Ben. Their logo is pretty popular.
What's it look like?
Well, it's the oak tree. And you see underground the tree roots, and it's growing around a mosaic of multiple colors. So it speaks to Oakland's diversity, and the name and the logo resonates with people from Oakland. NBA player Damian Lillard was spotted in it.
Well, he's a proud East Oakland son.
Yes, he is. That's right. And a number of the Oakland Roots players are from the town.
So we've been talking about sports in Oakland, and we haven't even talked about basketball yet, Janae.
Well, Ben, I cover Oakland, and there is no basketball in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Well, the team that formerly played in Oakland did just come out with new jerseys for the upcoming season at the Chase Center in San Francisco. Have you seen those jerseys?
I did. And I think emotions are still a little raw about the Dubs leaving Oakland.
Sure.
And some longtime Oakland fans took issue that one of the six new jerseys for the 2019-2020 season says San Francisco across the front.
Well, they're playing in San Francisco.
True, but for years, people would say, why is it the name Oakland on the jersey since they played here all these years? Now, we have our city nicknamed the town on the jerseys, but not explicitly Oakland. But to be fair, the jersey is a throwback to when the team was in San Francisco in the 1960s before they moved to Oakland. But the town is still on one of the jerseys, as well as Golden State, the city, and one that says the Bay. So they're trying to please everybody.
Well, so how are you feeling about the team this season?
I'm actually excited for the new season.
Is that allowed? You're from Oakland.
It is allowed. You know, some people from Oakland still say they're going to cheer for the Dubs. And I will admit, Ben, I was one of those fans who said if they moved to San Francisco, they lost me. But I will cheer for them in my town Warriors shirt.
Okay. Well, that's coming right out. The first game of the preseason is October 5th against the Lakers in San Francisco. I'm sorry, Janae.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
That was KLW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. You could reach her at Janae, that's J-E-N-E-E, at KLW.org.